Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 21, 2022. The globe is shrinking. If we do not acquire the quality of bestowal, we will constantly suffer and simply will not be able to continue such an existence. The quality of bestowal is the only salvation for us, and it can raise us above egoistic desires. After all, if you only feel a desire to receive, then this is the feeling of death. Therefore, the Creator again and again awakens a little light in the bestowing desires, and as a result we feel a lack of light in the receiving desires. We are not aware of what is happening, we only feel that the world is getting darker and darker. We are on the threshold of a period when people around the globe will begin to feel that with all the achievements in modern science and technological developments, we are nevertheless suffering. All this is due to the lack of connection between people. We are facing severe trials, extreme cold, extreme heat, famine, all kinds of cataclysms, and all this because of our separation. Every person will feel it, no matter which corner of the world he lives in. Then we will understand that connection does not just provide a good harvest or save us from drought, but through this connection we invite a blessing upon us. We invite the upper force that will bless us, connect us, advance us to good, and bring to us abundance from above. It is said that man does not live by bread alone. We all depend on one force that surrounds us and supports us. If we do not want to suffer from a lack of the sun's heat, water, and crops, or from pandemics suddenly spreading all over the world and other problems, then it depends only on coming closer to the force of good and moving away from the force of evil. How can we get closer to good and move away from evil? Only if we do it within ourselves. That is, when we understand what good is and distance ourselves from evil. If we direct ourselves to more and more connection and support around the globe, we will see that in this form we can control the world, like turning a steering wheel. We will be able to manage our lives. Soon it will become clear to many people that the globe is shrinking and becoming smaller and smaller, and is forcing us to become more connected and dependent on each other. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 18, 2022. The ways of the Lord are straight. Medium published my new article, More People Are Autistic Because More Connection Is Required. Today, more and more people are diagnosed on the autistic spectrum. According to statnews.com, CDC researchers reported that autism rates in the United States increased from 1 in 150 children in 2000 to 1 in 54 in 2016, and the rate now stands at 1 in 44 children, as of 2018. But are we really more autistic than before? According to the National Institute of Mental Health, autism is a neurological and developmental disorder that affects how people interact with others, communicate, learn, and behave. It therefore makes sense that if communication becomes more demanding, but people's ability to communicate does not improve, more people will be diagnosed with autism. The level of connectedness in all our engagements and on all levels has been growing exponentially for decades. Today, you really cannot get away from society. You cannot isolate yourself because your mobile phone is always with you, and people can reach you not only via phone, but also by texting, video chats, social media, and countless other ways. And if you try to turn off your phone for even one day, you will probably find that you are hooked, and isolation is an unachievable fantasy. In the 1970s, for example, people's communication needs were very different than they are today. A regular person went to work in the morning, came back in the afternoon, ate something, read the newspaper, watched TV and went to sleep. Communication skills did not need to be as developed as they need to be today because communication was not as intricate and demanding. Today, people are communicating all the time, with multiple people, and on multiple platforms, especially the younger generation. These demands expose their inadequate communication skills, causing them to be diagnosed on the autistic spectrum. Additionally, people's growing self-absorption makes it even more difficult for them to communicate, an added challenge that did not trouble people in the second half of the previous century, who were clearly not as narcissistic as today's youngsters. Because demands have changed, people should acquire the appropriate skills to meet them. If previously, the education system could suffice with imparting information, today, information is the least of our problems. Anyone can learn anything online more easily and quickly than a single teacher can teach in a physical classroom. Rather, the main problem today is communication between people. It is dysfunctional on every level and stands behind people's most daunting problems. Substance abuse, depression, violence, bullying and abuse, all those very serious problems do not stem from lack of knowledge, but from inadequate communication skills. If we want to treat autism, we need to address our disconnection from each other, our inability to connect and communicate positively and constructively. My new article on LinkedIn, The Psyche of the Jewish Antisemite. For the past 19 years, a Jewish man has been protesting outside a Michigan synagogue nearly every Sabbath. What began as protesting against policies of the State of Israel has gradually morphed into signs that read "Resist Jewish Power," "End Jewish Supremacism in Palestine," and the support of a Nazi German who wrote a book titled "The Hitler We Knew and Loved." The fact that he received Jewish education, by the way, that he had a bar mitzvah and attended Hebrew school, makes no difference whatsoever. I cannot say that it surprises me to see that some Jews hate their own faith. Because of our unique history and calling, there is a latent antisemite within every Jew. I have had the questionable pleasure of meeting, not to say encountering, quite a few such people. With some, especially those who belong to certain extreme left organizations, I filmed several televised conversations. It is impossible to reason with such people. They feel what they feel, and that's the end of it. Once the antisemite within takes over, it is very hard to topple it. Jews experience self-hate like no other nation. But then, Jews have experienced every kind of hate like no other nation, because Jews are like no other nation. The Jewish people introduced the most sublime notions to humanity. They introduced such practices as charity and welfare systems, which relied on novel notions such as solidarity, mutual responsibility, and love for others as for oneself. At the same time, during the destruction of the Second Temple, Jews inflicted on each other cruelty that shocked the ancient world. In fact, the animosity among Jews was so intense that to this day, our sages attribute the destruction of the temple and the expulsion of our people from the land of Israel not to Titus and his Roman armies, but to the people of Israel's own hatred for each other. These Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde inhabit every Jew, because our ancestors came from regular, self-centered people who acquired sublime qualities of love of others and solidarity, after which they were instructed to build a role model society that will be a light to the nations. That was the original people of Israel. But developing a better self did not erase the primordial one. On the contrary, to make Israel continue to improve themselves, their self-centeredness intensified continually. As a result, when they triumphed over their reprehensible selves, they rose to new highs. But when they fell to new lows. For centuries, the people of Israel oscillated between good and evil. When they were good, no one was better, and they succeeded as individuals and as a nation. When they were bad, no one was worse, and they failed as individuals and as a nation. Their worst failures culminated in exile. Approximately 2 millennia ago, the evil Mr. Hyde within us won a major triumph, and the people of Israel destroyed each other and weakened themselves to a point where the Romans could overtake the city that was decimated from within. Since then, we have not been able to restore our solidarity and mutual responsibility, our love of others, and our concern for humankind. Moreover, when the kind Israel within us awakens, it often agitates our evil selves and we vehemently resist it. This is when Jews turn against their own people and become anti-Semitic. There is only one remedy to the condition of Jewish self-hatred. It is the same remedy that our ancestors used when they established our nationhood, to go all out against our own ego and unite despite our mutual dislike. We can develop love only if we first feel hatred and become motivated to emerge from it. If we feel no hatred, no burning anger, what will motivate us to feel love? And without motivation, nothing within us will change. Therefore, we must relate to our hatred not as a reason to reject each other, but as a calling to connect, to strengthen our bond. Perhaps now that many of us feel hatred for their own people, we can begin to nurture the love that our ancestors felt above their hatred. Perhaps now, we, too, are ready to become a light to the nations, a flare of unity in a world darkened by hatred. Perhaps, and perhaps not yet. But sooner or later, the world will demand that we deliver on our oath to be a virtuous people, and the only virtue that we need is our insistence on unity above any division. Methods of transferring information. Question: what makes the spoken Kabbalistic language different from the written? Answer: spoken language, unlike the written language, can convey much more, on one hand, and on the other hand, written language can convey more than the spoken language. After all, written language is not just the language we use today, there were many other additional symbols in it. People used it for a long time until it was all erased and forgotten. Our great teacher Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, speaks a little about this. Spoken and written languages are different ways of passing on information. But in general, of course, everything is passed on in written language, especially in our time. But it was not so before. At one time, written language was used very little since information was mainly passed on orally and memorized. For example, if I hear something from my teacher, I just memorize what he says literally. Gradually, I start to understand these words and begin to understand what I have received from him. Question: was it so because much more can be conveyed through oral speech? Answer: not only because of that, but because the information was not written down. It was forbidden to simply write it down. That is why there is the oral Torah and the written Torah. The oral Torah is much deeper and much higher than the written one. It talks about connection with the Creator. The written one is only what we can write down, what we can indicate, what we can understand and comprehend today. A true Kabbalist can read texts and see all kinds of words between the lines, that is, certain information that was intended to be passed orally, but was not written down. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, July 26, 2022. Do we want to go back to socialism? Comment: prices have risen in Israel for the first time in a long time. Basic bread has increased by 36%, and there have been sharp jumps in the price of eggs, dairy products, water, oil, energy, and so on. It should not be like this. These are essential things. The state should give away all the money, open everything in order not to increase prices for these items. My response: we need to steal less. This is my conclusion. Essential products cannot become more expensive under any circumstances. Question: how to work with this? Answer: there is nothing to work with regarding price increases. Rising prices are a consequence. This is how they settle down everything. Comment: not only them, it is a consequence of world politics, everything that is happening around. My response: it does not matter. We are a small country and we could somehow balance ourselves in a different way. After all, we have a semi-socialist economy. Therefore, we could increase the cost of all kinds of luxury items. By doing this, We would be keeping the price of bread, milk, eggs and other staples at the same level. It is better to raise prices for what is not so necessary for a person and keep the prices of necessities at the level they were. Question: this means that in our previous life, in principle, everything was right. Bread, 12 kopecks, sausage, 2.20. I even remember the prices. So, the message was in principle correct then, socialist? Answer: yes. Question: do you want to go back to socialism? Answer: no, of course not. Question: the country, in theory, as you say, should be semi-socialist? Answer: not socialist, just caring about society. This is not socialism, but concern for the nation. Question: and how can we make this concern for the nation the main thing, and not another parliament seat? Answer: you will not find anyone like that. The environment is such that any person who climbs up becomes like everyone else. Question: is it possible for a person not to become like everyone else? What should he do? Answer: to do this, it is necessary to transform a person into a Kabbalist who would have a connection with spirituality, who would feel what he lives for and why people should exist. And because of it, he would move them forward. Question: that is, the one who would like to break away from egoism? Answer: yes. It is all very difficult, but we will come to it anyway. When? This is not yet obvious. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 18, 2022. The world was created by the letter Bet. Question: it is written in the Torah that the world was created with the letter Bet. Why? Answer: the Torah begins with the word Bereshit, in the beginning. The letter Bet with which this word begins is a special letter. And although it has a hidden meaning of its outline, our world, which is formed by it, is the second world. After all, the gematria of the letter Bet is 2. A person must imagine that he is a created creation and must ascend to the Creator. At first glance, these are very simple things, but inside there are many internal hidden symbols and forces. From CabTV's Spiritual States, July 26, 2022. Letters: the descent of light into desires. A person's desire for the Creator is usually indicated as a black dot, line, or circle on a white background of the upper light. When there is a mutual influence of a person and the Creator, to the extent that they can complement each other, a person with his desire to feel the Creator and the Creator with his feeling on a person, mutual properties arise between them. There are only 22 such properties. They are called the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. There are also additional letters, not capital ones, as in other alphabets, but final ones, the so-called Mantzpach. There are no periods or commas in Hebrew. There are only 22 letters that express the descent of the upper light into human desires. From CabTV's Spiritual States, July 26, 2022. The influence of the upper light on man. There are many different methods to draw the surrounding light on yourself, even when you are alone. The more so when you are in a group by studying and any kind of work for humanity, but only real, correct, work when you disseminate Kabbalah and help people. Light leads a person to the realization of the evil of his egoistic nature and it evokes his desire to correct himself. It is the light that leads him to an inner prayer for correction. And when it is carried out, he begins to feel the inner light. Everyone who feels the upper light begins to develop within this upper light, as if his spiritual eyes are opened. As we see in the sunlight, so the Kabbalist sees in spiritual light. He attains another side of the universe that shows him everything that exists. It is hidden from others, but not from him. In our world, a person who is enjoying himself does not ask the question, what is next? He simply enjoys himself until he gets empty and again begins to strive for fulfillment. And in spirituality, on the contrary, he is looking for how to properly and kindly influence others and the Creator. Based on the fact that he is overwhelmed with a feeling of goodness coming from the Creator, he wants to continue this transmission from himself to others. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, July 19, 2022. How to see the world from end to end? Question: are the periods when a baby senses everything from end to end? Answer: no, this has nothing to do with the corporeal body. This is said in a spiritual sense, when an infant is called a person who is ready to rise above itself and become included in the upper domain because one is completely ready to obtain the property of bestowal, the second property of the world that is concealed from us. We live in the world of reception, absorption, swallowing, and capturing, and we have to cross over to the world of bestowal and fulfillment of others, to living in the desires of others. If we can cross over to this system, then our first state there will be called a spiritual embryo, development in the form of the spiritual embryo. Then, once we completely reject our egoism, we will be able to see everything in this world from end to end. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. The World Through the Eyes of a Baby, February 10, 2013. Michael Lateman, on Quora: how does a good supportive connection work? A good supportive connection works when we share the good and the bad with others, and then we feel the burden from the good and the bad as more moderate and bearable. By doing so, we gain the strength to continue living. There is a saying that someone who visits an ill person takes a part of the illness upon themselves. If we support each other, then we share an inner connection in our desires, because we are made of desire. If our desires are connected, we pass the fulfillment that exists in the desire to each other. A desire is like a vessel, and if we support each other, then it is as if we pour the fulfillment that exists in the desire into each other's vessels. Whether the attitude is toward an illness, life, children or anything else, each person in a good supportive connection gains a mixed kind of fulfillment as a result, which gives us the strength to take more weight onto our shoulders. Through such supportive relations, we integrate with each other, and include several people into our connection. We can then live our lives through others. The one who gives support builds a copy of the other person in himself, which gives him the ability to grow. That is, the one who provides the support in such a connection finishes building himself on the current degree, and he can then rise to the next degree. He receives more importance in life and in what he does. He then has more strength to develop as a human being in the fullest sense of the term, that is, as one who is positively connected to others and who feels not only his own individual life, but the life of a much wider circle of people connected together. Based on the video How a Good Supportive Connection Works with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.